This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:39. I know we have a special guest coming up, so let's get right to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Canventa Life Sciences. Donate blood with Canventa Life Sciences and earn up to $450 for your blood donation.
Ooh.
Schedule your appointment today. CANVENTA.com. CANVENTA.com. We go now to NBC Bay Area and Alice News Network reporter Scott Budman to discuss the Apple event and all of the new things we need to spend our money on in the coming weeks. Good morning, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott. There? Can you hear us?
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, I think he's still setting up his audio.
Can
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
I can't hear you, though. Shoot, what am I doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Speaker up.
He's so
Scott,
handsome.
I've been meaning to ask you as the Bay Area's premier reporter.
Uh-oh. Oh, let me do
where
this.
Where did you quick. Come up? Did you start in Fresno or was this something, were you a homegrown guy?
Got it.
Did you start in Fresno or were you a homegrown guy, Scott?
I am homegrown. I'm from Oakland, California, but no, I didn't start in Fresno. I started
This is how we fill time when you can't hear us.
I'm sorry. It's funny because I saw you guys and saw the heads bopping up and down and couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. So now you guys sound great.
Don't apologize. It was Bryn's fault.
Anyway,
that's
Scott,
it's always my
where
fault.
Did you begin your broadcasting journey? It wasn't Fresno, but it wasn't Oakland either, was it?
Right. It was Anaheim, California. It was in radio. Oh. And I worked radio for a year and a half before jumping to TV. So radio is my first love, absolutely.
A radio
said, you're
guy.
You're too
we didn't
looking
know that.
To be around here. Well, let's get this guy in front of a camera.
Yeah. Very cool.
Right.
All right. So listen, Scott, I know that we're having a little bit of whatever, you know, technical issues, but I do want to find out from you. I know you were at the Apple event. It's very strange because, as usual, there was some issue with will there be a new iPhone, won't there, what are they going to announce. I know they had some supply chain issues. What was the big press conference like yesterday?
You know, it was weird because it was virtual, and so it wasn't that mood you get when you're in a gigantic hall with people from literally all over the world. I always enjoy these because I catch up with, you know, my fellow journalists and geeks from literally 7 or 8 countries each time. It's awesome. Now, yesterday, I was literally sitting in a news van by myself, watching the stream. It was a much, much different experience. And I missed the big, you know, craziness of the big event. So it was more of a, here's what we have, here's what it's going to cost. And yeah, one of the big headlines is no iPhone. They announced that they were behind by at least a couple weeks, you know, because of COVID and getting the manufacturing. They make these things in China. China got hit with this even before we did. So they're behind. And I guess what that means is yet another virtual release press conference is coming somewhere, maybe next month.
Yay!
So
yeah, exactly.
As they introduce it's a new watch. It's Apple iWatch 6 or Apple Watch 6, and then it's right. It's a new iPad Air, right? iPad Air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any new technology in either of these products that are going to make someone feel like they've got to go right out and get one?
You know, I've been an advocate for waiting on these things, even when there is new technology. I don't know that you need yet another new screen in your life. That said, one thing I was waiting for with the watch, you know, with the wearable, is better healthcare data. I think these things are great for counting steps and for, you know, sending a little, oh, look, I got a text, and that's great. But is that worth, you know, $300, $400, even $500? No, I would tell you. But now that they're starting to track, you know, a lot of data about you, your blood oxygen level is one of the things that they're trying to do research on to get a link to COVID. So this is sort of a short term, hey, we're going to do this, and these hospitals are going to be studying this to find out if there's a link. And this could give you a little heads up that you may be, you know, a candidate for the virus. And that to me is at least a little bit of the promise of these wearables, is helping us when it comes to healthcare and giving us knowledge that we can get. There's talk of, you know, more ways to check for potential heart disease, ways to check for potential diabetes, for various individual things and diseases. And I think that's a great idea. And that's starting to happen with the Watch Series 6. You know, the rest of it is, hey, we've got these things that can help you with fitness, and that's great. They can even track your kids. They've got a cheaper version you can buy for the whole family. And that's great. But do you need those extra screens? I don't know. But if it's going to start helping us with healthcare and fitness, that to me is a reason that this whole category should actually exist.
Yeah, I would not have. I would have said I'll never buy that. Just like I said that about the iPad. And yet I've gone through 5 iPads now. But I was gifted the watch. And I quite honestly love it. And I'm not a paid spokesperson for Apple. In fact, they don't give discounts, not to me or anybody that I'm aware of. But the truth is, that watch, I like it. And I feel like I'm an Apple bitch because I've got every single thing they make. And yet, if I had to get rid of some things, it wouldn't be the watch. Like, I would probably start looking at maybe seriously getting rid of the iPad and just sticking with my laptop and my phone over getting rid of the watch. Is great. So I'm going to get one of the new sixes, and I bet there are a lot of people, they're going to sell a ton of them. That's a good little item.
Yeah, it's gradually sold more and more as people have discovered ways to use it. And fitness is largely, you know, what I hear that people are using it for. You know, more so than just a Fitbit that can track your steps. This can track your heart rate and your steps and tell you, you know, how you're doing on various individual exercises. And people really like that. One of the things that Apple is doing as of yesterday is a subscription service that allows you to track your fitness on a bike or on a treadmill, on anything you might have at home. So it's home fitness now that it's tracking, which puts it directly in the path of Peloton. And again, sort of a nod to this pandemic, saying, hey, we know you're probably not getting to the gym as often. Heck, given in California the last couple of weeks, you might not have even gone out for a walk. But if you're doing a home gym thing, any sort of home fitness, we can track that for you. And that's important because it tells you your health rate, your heart rate. It tells you how far you've gone, how many calories you burn. People love that stuff. And I think that's the new trend, is sort of tracking our fitness in real time so that we know, as opposed to just a doctor saying, hey, you need to get out more, or, you know, you need to really hit the exercise bike or whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network. Thanks for reporting for us, buddy. I hope you have a great day.
Nice to see you, Scott.
Anytime. Thanks, you guys. Stay safe.
We'll try to stay safe. You know.
Yes, we will.
I have stairs here, though, so you never do know.
They are so dangerous.
In the house.
It is true.
I'm in the house board.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, and you're the guy who...
joining our Zoom meeting, everyone, so
I can't wait to see you. I can't wait.
Let me see if I'm back. Oh, don't do that.
Oh, it'll be fine. You're going to figure it out.
I should be...
Hello.
It's unmuted now, and I'm starting the video.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we continue now.
We're back.
With your news report. Now, look, This is one of the problems, I think, with having guests. So you tell me if you think there is a specific etiquette as a couple that visits friends and you stay in their guest room.
Yeah.
Is the etiquette that you do or can have sex in their guest room? Or is the etiquette like, for crying out loud, you can't wait a day or two? I mean, I know you're on vacation, but you're at someone else's house. So my question to you is it acceptable to have sex with your partner when staying in the guest bedroom at someone's house?
It is acceptable. It's, you've got to be quiet, really quiet, and you've got to be very clean. Let's not leave anything anywhere. And if we're disposing of anything as far as a condom or something like that, can we just make sure we don't just drop that in their toilet or into their, you know, the toilet basket, the trash basket there? I do think that, you know, I don't want to know if you did or not. I want to hope you didn't. That's my, you know, if I'm going to spend any time thinking about it, I'm hoping you didn't. But it is fine. Just, you know, please be quiet and clean. That's all I ask.
Well, it doesn't seem like there is a specific etiquette guideline to work with here, as less than half of people say it's acceptable. 31%, you know, almost a third say it is not acceptable to go to someone's house, be in their guest room, and be humping away while, you know, using their linens and their
I'm going to change the linens when they leave anyway. There's definitely, they get clean, fresh sheets, and there's going to be a new set of those on when they leave. So a little, you know, that's not that. I just don't think that's bothersome. And I don't want to tell someone, you better not have sex in my house. And I can't say I've never done that at anybody's house either.
Right.
But, you know, you try to be silent and clean about it. That's all.
Well, I've definitely had guests, friends, and in some cases family with you know, that are coupled up. And it's not a conversation that I will talk to people about anything. And yet, this is a conversation that I have not had with any of my guests. I've never said,
you guys thinking about having sex tonight? Because it's against the rules here. Please don't.
Please don't bone in my bed or my house. Or I've never said that, and I've never had that conversation. But it has crossed my mind.
Course.
Like, oh man.
Please
all
don't
right.
do that. But you say Sheesh. It to yourself in your mind. Let's make a blanket statement right now. Your host would prefer that you didn't. So if you could leave no trace and no evidence and make no sound, that would be super helpful so that they can go on in their blissful ignorance of whatever the hell you're doing behind closed doors.
All right. I'll go with that.
But we prefer that you don't.
Right.
On record. On record is saying.
A plastic surgeon recently talked about bad habits that can cause saggy boobs.
Oh, boy, I bet I have all these. All right, here we go.
The plastic surgeon went on to list 5 things specifically that he says avoid.
Okay.
Don't get too much sun. Too much of it can damage the skin on your chest, cause wrinkles, and limit how elastic your skin is.
Oh.
So it can't hold everything up as well. If it's been exposed to too much sun, losing too much weight too fast, everything tends to get looser if your skin doesn't have time to adjust.
I've heard that they say, you know, try to be at the weight you want to be at when you're 40, because after that, yearly you lose a percentage of elasticity. If you like have major weight gain a weight loss at 50. It's just going to stay there. It's not coming back.
Well, first of all, that statement you just made, I'm like, well, isn't that, wouldn't that be convenient to be at your proper weight at 40 and hold that?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Don't, because they say if you lose the weight after 40, you're just going to look like a sack of bones.
Right.
It doesn't snap back on. You're never going to have that supermodel body. So you got to get that by the time you're 40 and then just
all
go
right.
on from there.
A plastic surgeon recently talked about the bad habits that can cause saggy boobs, and here's a few more of the things he said. Going braless all the time. Bras keep things from moving around too much, which can cause your skin to stretch over time.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't care.
Sleeping on your side. Over the years, it can cause ligaments in your chest to stretch. And sleeping on your stomach isn't great either. So they say sleep on your back. Or if you're a side sleeper, use a pillow to help support them.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I sleep with a... I can't sleep on my back. I snore if I sleep on my back. I'll wake myself up. But if I sleep on my side, I have that huge body pillow. I tuck that thing right up underneath.
There you go. I love that.
Oh, my God. It's so comfortable. Ah.
And lastly, the plastic surgeon recommends smoking. Well, not smoking. He doesn't recommend smoking. He says smoking is bad for our skin in general, but it destroys collagen along with key protein that keeps your skin nice and bouncy. And that includes the skin on your chest. So don't smoke is on the list.
All right. Well, I knew I was going to be a loser on the end of that story. I do all those things.
Oh, geez. Look at the time. Jeez.
Jeez, a Lou.
Unbelievable. Where does the time go?
Well, we talk to Scott.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote us, and then we'll jump into the celebrity trash. Well, that would have been helpful to know at 40. Oh, well. Yeah, that's an interesting little stat you put there. Like, I actually was... I'm trying to think when I had kids. I was in shape at 40, but...
Yeah, you came back here at 40, and you were, like, in the best shape I'd ever seen you in.
Yeah, I was in really good shape. But, yeah, right after that, the kids, they just took me down.
Well, don't drop the weight too fast, Ben. Just be comfortable in your skin, whatever shape and size you are. Just, you know, try to be a good person on the inside, and don't worry about that supermodeling contract.
You guys are not nice hosts. Not preferring your guests to bone is downright Victorian. Yes, being quiet is appropriate, but really?
I prefer you don't bone. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm downright Victorian in that way. Please don't.
Yeah, I'm not saying... Look, like I said, it's not a conversation I had with my brother and his wife, or I had with my friend James and his girlfriend. I didn't have that conversation, but it was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Could you guys not... could we do separate bedrooms for you guys? Because...
Let's see. Being a good guest, be quiet and strip the bed. Fun fact, I've not honored those rules and it still makes me cringe. In my defense, I was in my stupid 20s. Yuck. All right. Well,
yeah, you don't really know about the whole get the room ready for them to do laundry. You know, you should strip the bed. But I never insist that someone do that. I'll take care of it.
This is one thing I'll tell you. Like, first of all, I don't think I have rabbit ears, but having had a kid in the house, I definitely have trouble...
Not hearing things?
Well, I stay focused. I can't stay focused. If the baby starts crying, I might as well stop. I'm not having fun anymore. That's not background noise for doing it. It's awful.
And I'm definitely sexy. Opposite of sexy.
Right. And I can wait a day or two if we're visiting someone. I don't need to bone at your house. I can let a day go by. I mean,
well, we're in our 50s now. Of course we can.
Now, if I had a partner that kept reaching over for it, I would be glad to do her, you know, whenever. But that's, you know, you're normally on a day or two visit to somewhere you don't need to get down.
Yeah, let's not.
But I also am telling you, I would not say no if someone were to say, let's do this. I'd be like, I'm in.
You know. Despite my misgivings, right. I will do you.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vinny, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.